and I'm a long list of Holy Ghost chaplains that have worked in Piemont going back a number of years. And I came to Piemont as a chaplain in 1999, and I have been there ever since. I begin my day usually with Mass at 10 o'clock, and at that Mass would be a few of the residents that live in Piemont, and one or two patients, and some people from Newcastle. After Mass, then, I would bring the sacrament of Holy Communion to one or two wards. But I see my principal role in the hospital as one of listening. That I see the chaplain as one who has a listening ministry. Not giving advice, lots of other people there to do that around the hospital. And so what I like to do is accompany a patient on their journey, either to the end of their life or getting better. And quite a few people get well and leave Piemont. I know some come back again for another boost, maybe and then go home again. And so I've got to know quite a few patients over the years who come and go to Piemont. The sad thing about my ministry is sometimes I get to know people so well, and then of course their journey in this life is over, and they go to God. But I suppose that's part of the chaplaincy work. Also in Piemont, of course, there are a number of residents, and work with the residents is quite challenging but very rewarding, and because the residents have a beautiful outlook in life, and once one shows great respect for them, they respond very well. And I often have my lunch in the canteen during the daytime with some of these residents, and I find it very enjoyable. Piemont, of course, has changed over the years. When I came there first, 1999, we had one or two wards, there was TB, but that's all changed now. And mainly people come to St. Teresa's and St. Edith's for physiotherapy and the like. And it's more transient there, and that in itself has its own little challenge, because one gets to know a person just for a short while and then they go home and they're well again. I have a mobile phone, of course, and that's always in my pocket, and that's always switched on. And of course, one never knows when somebody gets sick, but the nurses are very good, because sometimes they alert me before I leave in the evening, and if there's somebody quite ill, I can see them before I leave. But sometimes that's not always possible, and sometimes people get sick suddenly, and that necessitates me sometimes to travel there during the night. I have a place I can stay, of course, in the hospital, a house that was once Dr. Collins, as I understand, and I often stay there at night. And usually the doctor on call also stays there at night time. And these doctors are young. They come to Piemont just for 3 months and then they're gone, and there's a new group that come. So it's quite interesting getting to know them and what they're doing in Piemont. And they come, of course, from different parts of the world as well. We have a beautiful little church in Piemont. It's the only tin church now left in the Archdiocese of Dublin. Years ago there were lots of tin churches in the Archdiocese, but one by one they were replaced by a stone building. But this little church in Piemont has survived all those years. And everybody admires this church. It's, in my view, a very beautiful church. It doesn't look a lot from the outside, but on the inside it's beautiful. And we have retained a lot of the old things in the church, And I'm thinking of the patients over the years who used to go into that church, especially in the days of TB, and there was no cure, and they might have got bad news or something, and they went in there to say their prayers. I often think of that when I go into that church. Anyway, the church has survived. I know the residents love that little church in Piemont, and a lot of the people who come in from outside love that church. And I do notice patients make their way to that church. They often come in wheelchairs, getting families to their family to wheel them into the church and say their prayers. It's a very important part, I think, of Piemont. And we have Mass there every Saturday evening, which is well attended. And then we have two Masses on Sunday morning, 8:15. There were just a few people at that. The ministry of a chaplain, of course, is a very fulfilling one, I find. So many people put their trust in me as a chaplain. I find that very humbling, you know, and I certainly have learned an awful lot listening to the experiences of other people, you know, much more, I think, than I learned in a previous work when I was dealing with young lads full of health and enthusiasm and all that. But the hospital chaplain is a little different, and I meet people when they're quite vulnerable, and how it's amazing how trusting they are, and I hope that I'm able to help a little bit, help them, and help them on their journey, especially at a difficult time. And I hope to be able to do that for quite a few years yet to come.